Humboldt's Gift by Saul Bellow. The Book of Ballads, published by von Humboldt Fleischer in the 30s, was an immediate hit. Humboldt was just what everyone had been waiting for. Out in the Midwest, I'd certainly been waiting eagerly, I can tell you that. An avant-garde writer, the first of a new generation. He was handsome, fair, large, serious, witty. He was learned. The guy had it all. All the papers reviewed his book. His picture appeared in Time without insult, and in Newsweek with praise. I read Harlequin Ballads enthusiastically. I was a student at the University of Wisconsin and thought about nothing but literature day and night. Humboldt revealed to me new ways of doing things. I was ecstatic. I envied his luck, his talent, and his fame, and I went east in May to have a look at him, perhaps to get next to him. The Greyhound bus taking the Scranton route made the trip in about 50 hours. That didn't matter. The bus windows were open. I had never seen real mountains before. Trees were budding. It was like Beethoven's Pastorale. I felt showered by the green within. Manhattan was fine, too. I took a room for $3 a week and found a job selling Fuller brushes door to door, and I was wildly excited about everything. Having written Humboldt a long fan letter, I was invited to Greenwich Village to discuss literature and ideas. He lived on Bedford Street, near Chumley's. First, he gave me black coffee, and then poured gin in the same cup. "Well, you're a nice enough-looking fellow, Charlie," he said to me. "Aren't you a bit sly, maybe? I think you're headed for early baldness, and such large, emotional, handsome eyes. But you certainly do love literature, and that's the main thing. You have sensibility," he said. He was a pioneer in the use of...